Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Andy Richter to my Conan O'Brien, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Yes, I'm great. It's good to be on the... I've put on a little weight. My eyesight's failing. So, we'll be Andy Richter soon.
Oh, see, you didn't even have to act like you're doing a character because those things hold true for yourself as well.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, well, I don't know. I didn't watch too much Conan. I listened to his podcast. It was pretty good, but I heard an episode today where he kind of bombs on it.
Well, here's the thing. The rich, famous fucks starting podcasts is deeply annoying. Just leave one thing to the people who never achieved anything, right? That's it's all we have.
Yeah. And speaking of a podcast who's never really achieved anything, we've got our guest today, Cameron Duggan.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you very much, mate, boys.
Yeah.
From the Mug Off podcast himself. And you guys are stranded in Queensland as we speak. So you're in the same room together, but we're on Zoom with me in Melbourne. And I wish I was there with you. I wish I was there just giving you the spastic eagle right now.
You would feel so itchy in this room. There's no way you wish you were in this room.
Oh, my God. It's Nick Carr's wank den. I'll show you. Look at that. I don't know if you can see it.
Is it bundled up?
There's a bookshelf full of clothes, which is weird, and bags and shit.
Yeah, what do you think he's reading?
Yeah.
Because it looks like, okay, so you said you're in Nick Carr's place in Queensland, but I thought he lived with his parents. Does he not live with his mom and dad?
Well, he should probably move back in his parents because he is in a bachelor's hovel that is underneath a house.
Yeah.
It is. No, it's nice. It's not bad. We haven't, you've been exposed to his big shits, but we haven't been exposed to any of those. We have a no shitting rule in this small quarantine space.
I'm going to break that rule for sure.
Yeah. Well, if Carr hasn't at least, dropped one massive deuce for you guys to all bask in, it's really not within his...
I saw a couple in the yard. I just thought there was a dog somewhere.
It looks like there's like oily rags in that living room. Like, it looks fucking gross.
Yeah, it's not oil.
It's pretty grim. I think I can see a pair of boxers, like silk boxer shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who hasn't rocked those since the Looney Tunes era. Yeah. But Carr's rocking them. But we're in Queensland. It's a fucking hot day. It is so hot. I picked up Duggan from his suburb. Never heard of it before. The oldest people I'd ever seen at the local shopping center. It is. And then just old Durry Duggan walks out of the house.
Strolling out like the king of Brisbane.
Dude, Duggan, you strike me as a dude that would like hang out with a bunch of like super elderly people and then just be their token fucking cool young guy.
Yeah, down the bowls club. Sitting at the table of knowledge, shoot the shit.
But you do it because you can like beat them in arm wrestling and shit, Like you just...
Yeah.
So how's it going up there anyways? You guys, you're good, you're staying safe and...
Queensland's great, but it's just so fucking hot. Like, I've been up here for like 3 weeks or something and I've just been wet the entire time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dude, that's like, that combined with Nick Carr's general sweaty demeanor is like a recipe for disaster,
Man, I had a few beers last night and I woke up on the couch and this fucking sun bed... like was beaming through the window. It was like being in an oven, nothing wakes. I was like, oh, I went to bed at 2. This has got to be like at least 10 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, just red hot. And I'm like, oh, what a great way to start the day with a blistering hangover.
Wake up at 7 a.m. with sunburn.
Duggan, it's good to have you back on. I think you did one of our first studio apps and then we've had you on a live one or maybe even two.
Yeah, I did a live app with Brett Blake.
Yeah.
That was the last time I was on.
Do you remember the hack you did from that one?
Yeah, I had to post a thing on Facebook saying that an ex of mine was sending around a nudie video of me, and if you get it, please don't open it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. That was a pretty good one.
And that was that was when you were in Melbourne at the time.
Yeah, it was like 2019.
So did you and your girlfriend was she was in Sydney or something, right? So she didn't know that you were on the podcast.
No. And she was already mad at me. She was already not talking to me.
Oh yes. Yeah, well it went it's still going great now. Yeah. A different one.
Yeah. I mean she's gone. Text her directly.
So in a way, we helped you.
Yeah,
we
helped still you really. Not talking to me.
And I gotta say, like, you're obviously using Capper's computer because the camera is covered.
It's
in
the only computer I've seen that looks like a phone screen. Like, it's just fucking smashed.
Oh, it's he's just dropped it because he's tried to like carry it around in his pocket so many times, and he just fucking drops it on the floor,
falling out of his backpack or something.
Yeah,
I actually have treated this computer like a phone. I remember I was trying to, when I was in Austria doing the tuxedo trip, I couldn't call anyone on my phone.
What,
so I'm just
what a stupid fucking sentence.
Oh man, I know. I'm just walking around in a tuxedo and tails, carrying a laptop at a train station, trying to talk into it. And plus I was trying to download Captain Marvel at the same time so I could watch it on the train. I was like, you know what, you just see yourself in the reflection of the
You truly are a character of a man.
And yeah, because the camera, you know, like you can see me clear as day, but you guys are like behind this film of like jizzy grease. And so it's hard to see the reactions from all this.
Behind a film of Romanian soot.
Yeah. I'd like to say it's the cracks that have ruined the camera, but I think this camera has just seen so much.
Yeah.
It's given up just now. It's like, I've seen so many disturbing
this
scenes.
This laptop has cataracts.
It put its own self filter on just so it wouldn't have to see the horror show on display.
Well.
But you I'm surprised you're sticking with this old shitty laptop though, because you did upgrade the Oppo recently. So that's something.
Huge news on the podcast. I did get a new Oppo yesterday. I haven't taken the sticker off the back. My girlfriend told me I should do that, but
you probably should. Like, well, you treat it like a hat.
Yes. Yeah. Man, you got to stay fresh. Yeah. You got to stay fresh, Mike.
Man,
you
it's know? Pretty. Does it have the price tag on it? Does it say
nearly?
It's got bucks.
The single digit.
It's got everything but the price.
Does that have a QR code?
Excuse
on
me.
It?
It was $10, not $9. All right. It just got into double digits there. $250. That's all I paid
really?
For.
Really?
It. It's a dream. The lady in JB Hi-Fi thought I was a total weirdo because she had a badge. Yeah. She had a badge that said Oppo family or something. Like I'm an Oppo family member or something like that. A badge. And I was like, excuse me. It's the first time I've ever tried to brag about this podcast. I'm like, I have a podcast where the Oppo is a main character. And I was just wondering where I can get one of these badges from because it would be great for the podcast. And she's like, you only get these if you sell them, and then just look straight at the computer. Like not
oh,
just blank
God.
Me totally. Like I'm fucking dealing with – well, plus I had a mask with big tassels on it.
Looked like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And I also had a coughing fit the moment I walked into JB Hi-Fi because the air conditioners fucked with me.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's a lot of things at play there.
Also, do you think you're the only guy to go into JB Hi-Fi talking about your podcast? Like, that would have, to listen to this stupid shit all the time. Like, yeah, of course, yeah, I'm sure you have listeners, mate. Yeah, it would be very funny to have a little badge on an audio medium.
Yeah, see, that's it. Like, I've got to walk in with the stats of the podcast.
Yeah.
I've got to go, hey, I'm not just some fucking guy from Ipswich running a podcast about hot rods or some shit.
Yeah.
This is some real shit. We hack into each other's phones. We've got over 100 listeners. It's nuts.
Oh, I had to go into JB Hi-Fi to buy some a microphone as well, but I didn't mention the podcast at all.
Yeah, but you didn't want the Oppo badge.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a layman. You're doing the layman shit, man. All right? When you get into the real world of podcasting,
yeah.
You know, you got your little you know, you got your little mug off thing, like, hey, I'll rag on you.
Listen to the mug off, by the way. It's a great podcast.
It's a funny schoolyard premise.
Got the plug in. Yeah. Well, I mean, what else? You should have at least asked. It's JB Hi-Fi. You could have asked for a Carl Barron DVD or one of the other bullshit things they don't want anymore, you know? Like,
they're not going to give you free shit for spending $250.
Then the funniest thing is she goes, I said, oh, sorry about coughing. I don't have COVID or anything. I have an allergic reaction to air conditioning. And it's not very good. And then she goes, oh, no, it's cool. She goes, I freaked out a little bit because I'm pregnant. But don't tell anyone. That's what she said. She said, I'm pregnant, but don't tell anyone. And I'm like, what, you're telling me, but you're not telling the boss?
You're just telling the customers.
You should have said, is your baby part of the Oppo family then? And by that, and by that, I mean, is it inbred?
No, it's cheap and high performing. That's what that kid would be. Oh, yeah. Right?
On last week's episode, we had Gareth Waugh, Scottish comedian, great guest. He's been on a few times before. And Gareth's hack was, I don't know if you saw this, Duggan, but there's a page on Facebook called the Comedy Collective, and it's fucking terrible. The shit people post in there, it's always just kind of their self-promo or just random bullshit thoughts about comedy. And some lady posted something. She's running a course, an improv comedy course for men that suffer from toxic masculinity. And we had Gareth comment on her post, like, I'm very interested in this. If there's a cheaper version, can you DM me the details? And she DM'd him. She fucking was all over it, right? And it was just too nice. I think it was just like, because if you look at the thread, there's dudes that are properly toxic pieces of shit that are commenting like just hateful, sexist stuff. So Gareth coming in and saying, oh, I'm interested in this if there's a budget version. So she like immediately kind of sent him a message saying, yeah, of course, there's a cheaper version. I'm happy to talk, you know, figures with you, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I don't think he ever responded because she was just being kind and nice.
Man, sometimes hacks like this really backfire on us because we're like, toxic masculinity improv course. How stupid. This is so dumb. Man, we got to get in on this.
Then it actually seems like a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you message the person they're running it, they're like, oh, I'm just trying to do a good thing. And you're like, oh, maybe we're the poops in this situation. Maybe. Like, it really does backfire on you.
Yeah. She said, thanks for your post. The course has a low income concession. Wishing you the very best, Imogen. And I told them to just respond, yes, and ... But he never did it. He never did it. So that was, I don't know, that was pretty nice, I guess. I mean, nothing. And the thing is, because it was lost in the shitstorm of posts from proper, like, trolls, you know what I mean? Like guys trying to be inflammatory. But then my one was probably the more cringy hacks I've done in a while. I went through 10 consecutive stories on Instagram and fire reacted on everything that popped up, right? And
did you know the people?
Well, some of them, like one was like this fitness model and it was just like, I'm just that horny dork that's like, this is fire. I gotta let her know. And then there was one was pretty painful. It was, I don't know if you know Brody Snook. She's a comic from Perth.
Yeah.
And she was advertising her Fringe solo show and I commented fire on that.
and it's such like coming from Goldstein, like, someone like she probably knows you, so she would be like, oh, he's drunk supportive. Or something, or fucking,
yeah,
like someone's taken over his account. Like, this would never have you ever had you even sent a fire emoji before that?
No, fuck no.
Have you ever supported anyone for anything before that?
If I did,
showed earnest support.
Have you ever helped anyone with anything?
If you said that to me, I would immediately be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean, cunt?
Yeah, well, because for me, it just seems sarcastic, right? Like a fucking sarcastic.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
Oh, Mike's having a go at me.
Yeah, but she, like, I saw she had seen it, and I was like, oh, that's bad enough. But then she just heart, you know, you can heart react.
Yeah, that's a, like, get the fuck out of my DMs.
Basically, yeah. And it's just like, there's this fucking middle-aged comic that's fire-reacting to my promotion.
What is this cruise ship idiot commenting fire emojis?
And it's a bit like, your friend show got cancelled, so it's a bit like, yeah, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. You get to do it still in Perth.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the ulterior motive, is that I'm bitching about the fact that I don't get to bring my talents. But the
Man,
worst
one... Do you reckon
one,
with those comedy courses, like the comedy schools, do you reckon there's like a rivalry between the alumni? You know how you have this like allegiance to your school? Like the school of hard knock knocks, do they have beef with the toxic masculinity improv school?
Probably. They probably think if they're, I don't know, using the same clientele, or they're exploiting the same impressionable dipshits in the same way. You know what I mean? That's what they want. They just want $500 to run some shitty course. But I mean, I think in each city, there's basically rarely more than one, right? Like that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Oh, no, there's a few around, I reckon.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, in improv or whatever, they have all the different methods and structures. If that was in stand-up, they'd just have like, you know, oh, he uses the dipshit method. You know,
yeah.
Like that'd be all the, oh, the fat idiot method. Oh, you came from the school of the fat idiot. Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I came from the school of, what is it, like simp wanker. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I wonder if they get one of those sweatshirts at the end of it. Like a hoodie with the...
Yeah. I'm funny now.
School of Hard Knock Knocks.
Yeah, dude. I would wear a shirt that said, I graduated from the School of Hard Knock Knocks fucking everywhere.
And all I got was this lousy sweatshirt.
the worst fire react was, for whatever reason, my second cousin is on... Like, we follow each other on Instagram. And I haven't talked to him and... 8 years or something, and he's just had twins. They just had twin babies, and it was a post about his twin babies, and I fire reacted to it. And
ooh,
no response.
Two hotties. Wow. Yeah. Two for the price of one.
But no response to me going, fuck, these twins are fire, bro. These, these,
you're keeping it 100 with twins.
So, yeah.
Well, imagine pushing two out. That's fire. You got a good lady there.
So, yeah, no response from him on that one. And then Kepper just did a rap that he won't take the vaccine because he's worried it might turn him gay. So that was that went off. People, huge response.
It was a easy rap to do because we can all agree. It's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the royal family just had it. They're all going to be gay soon.
If the vaccine turned 1 in 5 people gay, but you didn't know, would you still take it?
Yeah, I want to, like, I would love to be gay.
Yeah, why not?
I would love to be
I'd have it 5 times.
Yeah, fuck yeah. The career would take off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and plus, like, you know, dudes are, we're wild
man,
and horny.
Imagine that, just fucking getting into curtain fabrics and shit. That'd rule. Just...
driving an MX-5. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Okay.
That'd be so sick if you just turned gay and your whole life just turned around.
Yeah.
Just become ripped and hot.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you get booked for the gala next time it happens.
People start showing up to your shows.
So that was the recaps from the episode with Gareth Waugh last week. I don't know. Should we just get into the phones?
Yes, we probably should explain the premise, but I guess people who don't know now anyway or whatever.
If there's any first-time listeners, you know, we get that sweet mug-off crossover episode. So if there's anyone coming in from over there that haven't listened to the show before, we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. If something comes up that you don't want to talk about or you want cut from the episode, just say so and we'll do it. We could do, we don't have a bell to ding out. We're doing safe words for a while. But I mean, the fact is when we're not in the same room and you're just holding onto your phone anyway, I guess I am, but you guys could trade phones sitting there. It doesn't really matter. Like there's no, the stakes are much lower when we do this shit over Zoom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the stakes are low for you.
Yeah.
Duggan and I, however.
Yeah.
We're still going to do the swap and yeah.
I always browse on private, so there's pretty much nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
What, even when you're just looking at normal stuff? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want the big companies to know.
No, you're not seeing what I'm doing. I'm incognito all the 24/7.
Man, the only things you'd search for is like mints and cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want the cops knowing about that. When I was dating my ex, she was going to apply for like the AFP and she told me that she's always has her browser on private because at some point they'll check her phone. So I was like, wait, they can do that? So I just started doing that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, no, like judging from past episodes, Mike and I would never get into the AFP. Like never.
Yeah.
Like not even as a cleaner.
Also, why would you want to be a fucking cop anyway? Suck me off.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah,
but
ACAB, man, right? Yeah.
It would be alarming.
Yeah, ACAB, baby.
ACAB is all cops are beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. All cops are beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, ACAB, I'd much rather a slab of beers.
That's good. All right. Yeah. Now we're cooking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did that as a tweet and it went off, but not good in real life. Not good in real life.
Yeah.
Who would ever thought a tweet wouldn't work in real life?
Oh, dude. Fucking, I've been bombing virtually for the past 28 years. Is that how long Twitter has been around? So we got
have you done any gigs yet, Goldstein?
Yeah, I mean, look, the gigs in Melbourne have been back since December, really. Like there was some like, you know, socially distant bullshit in November, but gigs have been back kind of properly. There's still capacity restrictions and yeah, I'm already like sick of it. I got a gig tonight and I'm like, I can't be fucked, you know? But I'll be.
Do you getting any laughs?
Nah, fucking. I eat it every night and it's like, and then I say,
did you actually bomb pretty hard when you first went back?
I to be totally honest, I haven't had a real shit one since getting back into it. But like, there's like two or three a week and Capper and I did the Comics Lounge and like there was a couple nights where the crowd wasn't like going off, but it was because there's, you know, 150 people in a 500 seater or whatever, like all spaced out. And
but remember, it was good until the breakout happened in Sydney, and then for some reason people went all weird again.
Yeah, right.
Even in Melbourne, it was so weird.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And one of those shows, Duggan, you'll love this story. So one of those shows, I'm hosting and up the top of the second bracket, I'm meant to do 7 to 10 minutes before Nick Capper, who is then meant to do 20 minutes. Yeah. Capper hasn't shown up by the time I get up on stage to open the second bracket. And they say, we'll give you the light when he shows up. Guess how many minutes I was on stage before he decided to grace us with
25.
His presence. I did over 30 minutes before I saw the light. And then fucking...
Not 30 minutes. Yeah. You did like 20.
No, it was over 30.
Mike was fuming. Even though he was killing,
yeah,
he was fuming.
Yeah, because then
you don't get more out of Mike Goldstein.
Oh,
you don't get more out of Mike Goldstein.
When you think you're doing 7 to 10 and then you do a solo festival show, you're not going to be happy.
Man, what the fuck else do you do with your time? Just fucking bet on fucking NFL. And sit around and jerk off.
Well, I would rather,
you know,
be,
you might as well
I'd rather be doing that than padding
stuff
for some asshole that was late because he was doing a gig in a shed for backpackers. And yeah,
that was a hot shed gig. You know what I mean? It was hot. It was in a shed.
And he shows up in this silky cowboy onesie that he's been wearing.
Is going on with your getup at the moment? You look like a fucking rockabilly.
I know. That's what I thought I'd scare myself because I never want to wear the suit. Like, I never want to wear the suit.
Right.
Yeah. So I wore this. We've talked about in past episodes where I wear a little cowboy onesie. And I did it because I never want to put it on. But then the other night I washed it and it wasn't clean in time.
Right.
And I felt naked without it. But then last night I didn't feel scared to put it on. So maybe it's run its course now.
Yeah, right.
I was like, maybe I'm too comfortable with this.
But that was the, what pissed me off about the cowboy onesie more than how it looks and everything is that he was late, but then took the time to get into his little outfit before he
I drove in the little outfit.
I don't care.
I was driving on the high. I was speeding and I'm like, if a policeman pulls me over, I'm a dead man. Like, I'm just going to be in a cowboy onesie speeding. He's like, this guy's a criminal.
Do you reference this stupid little outfit or do you just...
No, I never reference it.
Yeah,
why would you reference it?
I love it when someone has a little comedy costume.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought I would do it. And it's worked good on the Gold Coast because people are like, oh, well, this is kind of different, you know, and you don't have to do any jokes for the first 10 seconds. People are like laughing already, you know.
It's like something you would give to your special needs kid who wants to go to the rodeo, right?
He's wearing that in your lounge room sitting on a rocking horse.
It rocks so hard. I'm not going to take any criticism over this. You guys are just jealous. Oh, yeah, I'm rocking out in my jeans and sneakers and a T-shirt. Who gives a fuck, right? I'm the Dennis Rodman of comedy. Rodman. I'm going out there. Yeah. I'm doing the slam dunks.
You're the Dennis Rodman in that no one's sure if you're gay.
Yeah, and you gave herpes to Madonna.
Guys, I proposed. I've got my beard locked down, right? I got the discretion locked down, okay? All right, let's spin the wheel.
All right, so spinning the wheel on my phone to see what we're going through this week. Let's see if we can get the music going. All right. I've had a lot of draft tweets lately.
Oh, really? Mike's been, he's been back on the grindstone, huh?
But this one just clicked over to notes.
Notes.
All right. So 2021 joke ideas, right?
All right.
Let me see if I can.
How do you feel, Duggan?
I'm excited to see this.
Drinking from the carpenter's cup here.
I don't know. Can you?
It's all shiny or something. Yeah, it's too bright. You got to turn your screen. You do this every episode. You never turn your screen down.
No, the screen's right down. It's because the window is on the other side of the laptop. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, just read one third down.
Okay, third down says gold star gaze. Gold star gaze. Do you know what that is?
No, what is gold star gaze?
A gold star gay, I heard this on some reality show or something. You'll love this. You're considered a gold star gay if the only vagina you've ever touched is when you were born.
I knew that.
Yeah, that's a gold star gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and
Cameron Duggan was a gold star gay till he was 25 years old.
Yeah. Some of us will stay that way.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's such a funny concept and phrase that's all, there's no fucking joke really to it. At all. I just have it in the phone. We must have been watching something and I put in gold star gaze. So I don't know where to go with it. Like what would a gold star straight then be?
I don't know. I guess, yeah, that means if you've never even been in the change rooms of if you never.
Well, gold star hetero would be someone who's never, you know, experimented or whatever.
Yeah.
So are we all gold star heteros? Let's have this chat.
I certainly am.
Yes.
Toxic masculinity in here.
Yeah. I'm a gold star hetero because
boys boarding school.
There was probably
stuff on the line there. You know?
I'm gold star hetero because I only touched another dick when I was a baby.
What, as soon as you came out, you touched your dad's dick?
Yeah, I landed on it and swung out. It was just like fucking George of the Jungle.
Your dad knighted you as soon as you came out.
Yeah.
I'm Michael. Here's the sword of Schmeagle or yeah. something. I don't know.
They pull you out by your foreskin if you're Jewish, and that's the last time.
What if you were like a platinum star gay where you were born out of your dad?
That would be a platinum star.
Straight out of vagina, like just straight out of the butt.
I'm a platinum star gay. I came out of my dad's butt.
Yeah, I came out of my dad's butt.
And went straight back in.
Well, not till I was 18. I'm not a weirdo. So what was your great perspective on this, Michael? What were you going to share with comedy audiences about Gold Star? Okay, or were you just going to tee off about it? Was this for a meeting? Oh, a straight men's meeting?
I just think it's such a funny concept. And then the fact that, you know, they're awarding themselves points for, you know, sticking true to the team since day dot. I think the riff would be, I'm going to go ahead and steal your platinum stargaze and coming out of dad's butt. I'll try it tonight.
Yeah, do it, man, because that's what I was just about to say. Like, not to say like, hey, you should use that bit, but I was thinking, yeah, that would, yeah, you're like, I'm a platinum star gay. I came out of my dad's butt and I've only touched his dick.
This is great news that Cap is writing your jokes for.
Yeah, this is not good, Mike.
It's not,
you really got to start working. If I'm giving you taglines, you've, yeah, something wrong.
I would love it, though.
I think you might have the first bomb of the year.
I would love it, yeah. And I'm, you know, emceeing for Carl Chandler's rooms this weekend. And if I came out on stage and I opened with, I'm a platinum star gay, I came out of my dad's butt, just to see his head explode when it just gets nothing.
Oh, man, I would give you so much money if you just kept repeating that joke over and over and just drawing as much as you could out of the premise and then go, all right, here's your first act, and then get the act wrong, because I've done that to Carl and he has not talked to me for at least 5 hours after I've done it.
Oh, dude.
And after I've got the act wrong.
Deservedly so.
Deservedly so, yes. So yeah, that's what you got to do, mate. We'll pay you some Patreon money.
Oh, dude, I'm into it. I don't give a shit. I'll sabotage.
All right, let's go another one.
All right, tell me how many to go down and I'll see what I land on.
It showed up a little bit before. Try it again.
There you go. You can kind of see.
All right, what can you see there, Dan? Social COVID benefits, or there's something about Queensland?
Queensland. No, the social COVID benefits, that was just, I mean, there's some silver lining to this whole, you know, obviously the past year, like you can only sit in the back of an Uber now. That's great. You're never expected to sit in the front. And, you know, we've talked about it before that sitting in the front of an Uber was, for me, always like you feel compelled to sometimes, especially as a dude, but then you just stare at your phone and to any outside observer, it looks like you're having a passive aggressive argument with your exotic boyfriend. So that's the joke. Yeah. Because they're ethnic largely. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to write a bit, but it's just, you know, when you're just a white guy and you just can't touch certain subjects.
Yeah.
Like you guys are both half brown, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you guys can go crazy.
Yeah.
Go nuts. Go nuts on them.
Yeah, you can go nuts on them. But I was thinking, like, what is Uber for diversity? Because when else on a Saturday night before 2015 did you see three white girls with just one brown dude in a car? You know what I mean? Like just three of the whitest suburb girls ever.
You're right. It does sound
It does sound fucking brutal. But like, has it, because like they probably would have never been around a brown guy. Is it diversity? You know what I mean? You know, there's real white suburbs like Cronulla or somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then they all of a sudden they have like a dude from, I'm in a, edit this out, please.
No, this is good.
Yeah, is there a good premise in that? You know what I mean?
I mean, there was still taxis.
All right. Yeah, that's good. You've dug me out of this great.
No, but you're saying like in a car that's a nondescript car, if you saw three suburban white girls with a, you know, a brown dude, like what's the narrative you would construct in your head? Like what scenario is that?
No, it's just like good for diversity. You know what I mean? Like Uber's bad for people, but it's good diversity. Like where else would they know about, learn about that country?
These people are being exploited, but at least they get to hang around the whites.
Yeah, well, that's what I had in my head, Duggan. And
lucky them.
Yeah, I guess you would say...
I might try that out in Brisbane tonight, actually.
It will fucking kill him.
It will fly here.
I guess the story, I don't know. If you saw that, you would say it looks like it was the IT guys turn to carpool this week or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh man. I thought I was in trouble. Now you have just, you have really dug me out here.
I could say it. All right. So yeah, that was no more handshakes is good, but I feel like people are kind of aggressively handshaking now in some places, you know, they really want to fucking shake your hand and look you in the eyeball. And it's like a fuck you to all the weird social norms we're trying to expect, because I've had a lot of handshakes and people, I haven't like willfully held out my elbow instead. So I'm peer pressured by that.
Man, the other night, Duggan and I did a gig and you had to sit on a stool. Or if you were standing up, you had to wear a mask. So I was just stupid. Like, I'm just sitting on this stool like a fucking MRA comic, like a fucking dude telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Let me sit down here. Let me tell you what it is, all right? Political correctness. It's gone mad. I was one of those guys.
Yeah,
and then,
Captain kept shrugging and going, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Let me be real with you guys. You know, I have my elbow. I was just like, yeah, what is it all about? I started taking ayahuasca, talking about, you know,
and
fucking,
he's sitting down at it. He kept saying yee-haw in his little fucking cowboy outfit.
I didn't wear the cowboy outfit that night. I thought it was too distracting to be on a
stool.
Oh, dude,
if you had to wear that and sit on a stool, there would be a nut hanging out each side of it. It would be fucking terrifying.
Yeah, but that'd be funny.
Yeah, I guess.
I've got funny nuts.
Nuts are funny. but if you had like a cigarette behind your ear, but you, as a telling it like it is comic, you know, that would
be. Water bottle in my hands.
Yeah.
Talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's great, mate.
So
but yeah, anyway, then Duggan just goes, fuck it, I'm not doing that, and just fucking renegated it. And it was great, man. And he stormed it as well.
It was such a stupid rule.
Man, it was just a beautiful illustration of Queensland. One guy breaking all the rules, just killing it. It's like, yeah, fuck, this guy knows. He doesn't like COVID. Yeah, fucking you. But you're good as well. So that was good.
I kept calling it a plandemic.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, fuck yeah. Kung flu.
He was actively sneezing on people. It was a funny bit.
They had the stage roped off. Yeah. Like, you had to step over a red rope to get to the stage.
No, they just put that up for you, man.
What, this
is the police line, do not cross.
Is this Gold Coast or was this Brisbane?
Brisbane.
Oh, man.
It was a good gig, but it was just weird. It was the first one back, so no one was really sure of the rules, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but here's the weird rule, right? So the three-day lockdown in Brisbane, I had a gig on in the Gold Coast, and I'm like, I can't go. And then the booker guy and my girlfriend looked it up, and they're like, you can go because it's work you can't do from home. I thought it was only essential services, right? So I drive from Brisbane to the Gold Coast, there's like no one on the streets in Brisbane.
Yeah,
it's
you
deserted.
Absolutely weren't allowed to go.
It was like the apocalypse. Like, and then to the Gold Coast where it's just a small bar, everyone's high five, buddy, sharing drinks and shit.
Yeah.
And then I just drive back to the apocalypse, like an hour away. It was the weirdest fucking, you're like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, it was very dumb.
It's funny to have those safety measures in place in Brisbane, a city where when I've done gigs, I've been charged at by homeless people multiple times, you know, like it's like, let's not try to defend against the real threat or, you know, the shit that goes on up there, but make you guys sit in a seat. Wait, explain to me the rule because I don't even get it. You have to sit on a bar stool while you're on stage, but if you're not sitting down, you have to wear a mask while on stage?
Yeah. So if you want to take your mask off to do your set, you had to be seated on stage.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It was a crazy situation. But anyway, I worked it out. But it is so weird because when I was driving out to the Gold Coast, it said essential workers only beyond this point.
Yeah.
Then 45 minutes later, I was in a cowboy suit talking about 69ers. And I'm like, you know what? This is essential. This is essential. I'm one of them. And then they handed me a badge. That's, and they were like, congratulations.
Yeah. That sounds sick, actually.
You're the mayor of the Gold Coast.
You're right. That does qualify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were doing 69 gear. Yeah.
Everyone else who is essential, you know, wears a nurse's outfit or a doctor, you know, a lab coat. But Capper's got his silky little cowboy onesie. And that's
I rode in on my Shetland pony and I resuscitated that audience. all right, we better go through my phone, eh, Mike?
Yeah, so you guys are obviously in the room, so you can hand it over to
this
Duggan.
This is a brand new phone. Are you going to have anything?
I've got my notes, so I probably don't have any draft tweets. You might want to skip over that one, Mike.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Duggan's going to go through and Capper's phone, and it is notes. It is notes.
I've been using my notebook lately. So I don't know where I put that.
Oh, God. So you're going to hand Duggan the absolutely insane scribblings of a maniac?
Of a genius. I don't know where I put my notebook. Anyway, I'll just give you one of the other ones. Actually, here it is. Here it is. Sorry, mate. There you go.
All right,
yeah. So, Mike, I've been writing a couple of hours a day, trying to anyway, and then, yeah. Been writing some good stuff, some bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So see any gold in here, Duggan?
No.
What? There's so much gold here.
These are like journal entries.
I know. I did a few journal entries just because I was, you got to get warmed up, Duggan. Yeah. Don't you do this with writing? You warm yourself up?
Absolutely not.
Duggan, it's all off the top of the dome. He's just riffing.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Just spitting straight fire. I treat comedy like it's an Instagram story.
Anything good there so far?
I want to make fun of you, but it's like, nah, that kind of seems all right. You know?
Oh, yeah. What, really? Ah.
Like you can quote Greek mythology in any situation. It's like, all right, I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. I told Mike that joke on a Patreon and he liked it. Yeah, I actually got support from him, which I thought was sarcastic.
Well, no, I would have fire reacted it, you know, like it was a Greek mythology Icarus joke. And
is this like stream of consciousness sort of stuff?
Yeah, there's an in-block writing here. I don't know. I don't remember writing this. Blood Machine Excalibur. Don't know.
Yeah, this is just dated. Okay, yeah. Red Pen, we're back. The gates are open. It's time for ideas.
That's fucking weird.
I only had a red pen, so I was like, come on, red pen, please, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
in block letters here, he's written Nick Kappa, slam bam, slam bam.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah, yeah. Nick Kappa, slam bam, slam bam. Slam bam. After each joke, I'm going to do that. Slam bam.
That's pretty good.
I was trying to bring in this with my girlfriend. Whenever I do something cool, I'm like, boom, like that. Like click my fingers and go, yeah, boom. And she's like, after a day of it, she's like, no, do not. Bring that catchphrase.
Oh, well,
but maybe slam bam's better.
The way you were acting it out there, it looked like you were swinging at her. Yeah, which is very.
Yeah, wait, are you just announcing on the podcast that you're going to start hitting your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm like, boom.
But you've got a funny catchphrase to go with.
It's very Queensland of you. You've been up there too long.
Yeah.
This is pretty Queensland. It says death metal, pot plants, fun, extra, beans, 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 beans.
Okay, what the fuck is going on there?
I was just doing words and I was just like beans, 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 beans. I don't know, just stuff in my head. I had a good day that was writing heaps of good stuff and then the rest of those have been bad days, like four really bad days.
I should say quickly, though, if you want to hear the Icarus flying too close to the sun joke and all its glory, if you're not able to see Capper anytime soon, get on the Patreon. 4 bonus episodes a month, only $5, plus tons of behind-the-scenes shit, the hacks we didn't want to do. We answered questions from listeners. It's well worth your time and money. Lots of bonus content, and probably the best shit we've ever done. So, you know, no slam, bam, slam, bam, but we're getting there.
We'll put that in the page. We'll put a screenshot of that. A photo of the book in there. I was doing that for a bit. I'll start doing them again.
Yeah.
Putting some of my notes in the Patreon for all levels, $1 and up. So you can see those. Anything else you want to?
Fork of the Devil?
Fork of the Devil. Man, there's this thing where I just always want to write forks.
Yeah.
I always want to write the word fork, or I want to write heavy metal or death metal. I don't know why. I just want to write it or my name.
As you said that, I just saw death metal.
Yeah, yeah. Why do I want to write that all the time? Because it's a genre of music I love. But why do I just... There's also this... I picked up this habit lately where I've just been... Okay, I was trying to think of this joke, right? I was trying to think of this where I just go... How long can I just buzz like a bee on stage? Like just go buzz, 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 and just do it for ages. Buzz, buzz. Come on, let it sit, let it simmer, baby. You got to let it simmer. Buzz, 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 buzz. And then I just go, anyone here ever thought about suicide?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's actually.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, is it? Okay, good, good, good.
This is right after you've just decided that it's written here. Been trying to work on my vocabulary lately.
I've been trying to pick up a few words. I thought of this sketch. I think it's here. It's got something to do with the red pen. What do you guys think of this sketch? So this is so it's got me writing with the red pen, yeah. Right? And then it's got a voiceover what I'm writing down. So like. Unsure about this red pen. Anyway, here it goes. Come on, red pen. Give me some funny stuff to say. I'm tired of these middle-of-the-road new ideas. Give me something that'll make me a shitload of money so I can buy a house somewhere. You can do it, red pen. I've been a comedian all these years and I've got nothing to show for it. Only you can provide me with the essence of truth, a fiber of being that's a cut above the rest. You are the thruster that'll launch me into the stratosphere. My brain is decaying, but there are still some beautiful ideas left. You're my only hope, red pen. You're the pen neglected by the everyday man and only used by teachers, just sitting in the cup holder like an unattractive stepfather, only used in emergencies. Let me be King Arthur and you be Excalibur and release you from the stone and together we can slice through mediocrity. What is one without purpose or reason? I grant you freedom and justification in return. You bequeath me with a plethora of ideas and imagination that spans far beyond normal idealist realms. Together, we can venture forward into a thicket of opportunity and possibility. Then it cuts to me on stage going, anyone here ever woken up with a stinky dick?
I got to be honest, I checked out pretty early on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have caught the bit of you on stage.
I know. All I heard really, like
you would have been, looking at funny cats or something. Yeah. Like 3 seconds.
Because a monster truck.
It was so long, and it was weird because all I heard was bzz, 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 bzz.
What do you mean? Bzz, bzz, bzz. I wasn't pissing.
All I heard was the fucking bee sound while you were doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that thing you said 2 minutes ago?
Sometimes I tune out.
Fuck.
Yeah, oh, don't get mad at us for tuning out when you talk. Yeah, you do it to yourself.
I shouldn't tune out of my own podcast.
All right, let's see what's going on in Duggan's phone, spinning the wheel.
I've pretty much only got notes and camera roll as well.
Well, then we're in luck because it is camera roll. Camera roll.
Camera roll. Okay.
Have a look at that.
All right. Oh, I see here. Wow, this is weird. You seem to have a lot of like quartz stones, photos of those.
I was at this dude's house yesterday and he's got all these stones like in a display case. And then he tells me that he found all of them on the beach and he thought they were natural. And I was like, man, these have been polished. Like they're cut. They're smooth.
Yeah.
And he found all of them. And he's like, isn't that crazy that they all just happened there? I was like, there's no way that many different types of rocks appear at fucking Victoria Beach, Victoria Point Beach.
No.
I was like, someone has taken them down the beach and thrown them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It was like a collection of rocks and someone's chucked it on the beach.
I reckon your mate's dodgy. I reckon he's stolen them.
Probably. He reckoned, because I was like, well, you just put all these in your pocket.
Yeah, and he's got a little box and everything.
Yeah, he reckons he went to Kmart and bought it.
Oh, man. It's
some,
dodgy.
Some hippie lady brought him down there and she uses them as deodorant or whatever the fuck and then just like just left them on the beach. And you're shitty, man.
Down there making some wishes.
But it's so funny.
They're pretty cool, though.
For him to collect them. And did he has them on display in his house now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's cool. They are really cool. Now, you have a guy with a beer helmet.
Yeah.
But he seems to have ice cream cups in the beer helmet. So,
I mean, that's just a bit of shopping.
That's a real MacGyver. that guy's like changing the game, you know?
I didn't even pick up that they were ice cream cups, well, but I just immediately thought I could put beer in that.
Yeah, this is scary because most people buy these for a joke, but I could imagine you, Cameron Duggan,
keep
going,
your hands
well.
Free.
Yeah, now I can drink two beers and have two smokes at the same time or something like that. Is that correct?
So man, why did you screenshot
that,
though? Are you
going to get one of these for mints? Like the tube's bigger? just a big blood bag at each side.
Why is that in the phone, though? Why'd you keep that?
Yeah, why did you
use it to make like a meme thing.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's
smashing out
that's
the
great.
Memes.
Got some photos with you with a friend there. Some
sunsets.
Mate. Oh, this is good. This is some phone hack stuff we got here. Cameron in bed with Shrek.
Oh.
So when did you fuck Shrek, Cameron?
Yep. That was supposed to be kept secret.
Do you guys talk about the Shrek fucking on your pod as well? Like, I feel like this is almost the Shrek porn stuff is almost, I don't know, a little.
There is a lot of Shrek porn, isn't there?
It's a little
there
played
it's
out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
I have, I don't think we've talked about it on our podcast, but I have talked about it a lot. There's a lot of, Shrek porn.
Jerry's big into Minions, isn't he?
He loves a Minion, yeah.
Is there Minion porn?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, man, that is great. There's porn for everything now.
There really is.
As we talked about on the last episode, on Christmas Day, I was like, time to put up some phone hack stuff. And then I put up, I just typed in Shrek Christmas porn straight away. Like at least four options. I was like, how great is the internet?
Yeah, the internet's pretty good.
Our granddad never had this.
Nah, he had to imagine it.
He had to go fishing or spend time with his family or do some hard work or whatever or socialize with people. And
Our grandparents died in the war so we could share Shrek putting a dildo in Princess Fiona.
so we could see what Shrek's hog looked like.
Fuck yeah.
And also get money
hog.
To talk about it.
Yeah.
Imagine explaining podcasts to your grandparents or whatever. Like I haven't even tried.
No.
My nana. Like,
no, they wouldn't listen.
I haven't even tried. It's like a radio show.
Yeah.
But there's no music.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's looser and there's no professionalism.
Yeah. And no, yeah, I mean, it's
like some people make a living out of
really
this, and
dumb
you're like,
concept.
Yeah, we don't yet, but we will. All right, man. So, what do you say we get into the goddamn hacks?
Okay,
let's get to the business end.
Into
it's
that
business time.
Hacks. All right. So, I got a dice rolling app on the phone, Duggan. You know, hopefully, Capper, you get back to Melbourne sooner rather than later because, you know, the Zoom apps, it's good you guys are in the same room together, but it's, they're killing me again. You know, I feel like I'm back in lockdown and I'm severely depressed. So.
Yeah, but you can still walk out and about, Mike. You're probably still, you've put yourself in lockdown here. You know.
Oh, dude, I'm
watching
out.
NFL and
I'm out doing things every day, but, you know, I'm in a self-imposed emotional lockdown for life. So that's that's for me to
You
bear.
Really do need me. Sometimes I think that I need you, but then you need me to because what I do, Cam, I don't know if you've been exposed to this, Cam. What what other people do for Mike is they put on public events that Mike can come to and complain about, but then he actually has a good time at the end.
Yeah.
But at the start, he's like, well, what the fuck is this pub? Why are we going out? What are...
Oh, yeah.
He needs other people to fucking help him out.
Okay, I landed on a 2, which is a worst first impression. Duggan, if you don't know what this is, Capra gives me someone to impersonate for 30 seconds and a shitty opinion or angle for them to talk about. And they suck generally. Capra did Oprah last time, claiming she was a hermaphrodite. And that was problematic on a lot of different levels. So we'll see what he's got for me today. I haven't had this one in a while.
Okay. Matt McConaughey saying that the age limit for sex workers should be lower.
Okay. For sex workers should be lower. Okay. 30 seconds. Matthew McConaughey, the age limit for sex workers should be lower. I'll start the clock.
Yes.
So do you have to do his voice as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
All right, all right, all right. These sex workers, these prostitutes, yeah. What I wish they did is I keep getting older and they keep getting younger, not staying the same age. You heard it here first. Try my whiskey. It goes down well, but not as well as an underage prostitute. All right, all right, all right. That's 30 seconds. There you go. You happy?
We really got to get rid of this segment. We got to fuck it off. It's terrible.
Well, I wonder if we've had McConaughey before, and we've done raps about the age of consent should be lowered. So there was some crossover there, but yeah, I feel like my McConaughey is not terrible. So it was kind of...
Yeah, I'm trying to stick now to impressions we kind of can do.
Yeah, right.
You know, because we were doing other ones. Like, you got me to do Oprah, and I'm like, it's not going to even sound remotely like her.
Oh, dude, on the live show over Zoom, you made me do Jackie Chan, and if that ever got out into the public, I'd be canceled forever, you know? Like,
I was immediately thinking that you should just be picking people of different ethnicities.
Of course. I would love to have our own secret one, but you got to pay $1,000 on the Patreon to get in.
Yeah.
And I reckon there would be more than enough comedians that would be down for that. Yeah. There would be so many.
And that should still be...
maybe.
Yeah, I think one of those... Well, that was a live show over Zoom, but I mean, definitely on the Patreon, there's some of the more like cancelable offenses are on there. So make sure you get onto the Patreon. Just another plug for you. Capper, spinning the wheel to see what you got to do. Or not spinning the wheel, rolling the dice. Okay. All right. It is a 6. So that is a DM to a celeb.
Oh, God.
Capra, okay. I want you to find Tom Gleason on Instagram. That he's under Nonstop Tom.
Really?
Nonstop Tom. For anyone.
I think we follow each other as well. So.
Oh, even better.
For now.
Yeah. And I want you to send to Tom Gleason, for anyone who's not in Australia, Tom Gleason is a stand-up comedian that's got a very successful career. And we see him a bit around Melbourne before he escaped. But I want you to message Gleason. Hi, Tom. If I send you some stand-up clips, will you watch and tell me what you think? And then see what he responds.
Fuck off.
Have you messaged him before?
I was in a story. Someone tagged me and said, I've got excellent agricultural comedy. And because once he ripped into me on stage, he's like, oh, Kappa calls himself the leading agricultural comedian, but I'm way more popular than him and I'm from a farm.
Yeah, right.
So I'm leading agricultural committee. And then I mentioned Gleason in the story. I said, see, mate, I am the leading agricultural comedian. Seen, never wrote back.
Well, it's good he's seen these.
Because, wow. looks like Kappa wants to do a little bit of banter here, huh? No, I'm not giving him anything. He's beneath me.
Well, that's good, because then the follow-up is, hey, Tom, if I send you some stand-up clips, will you watch it? Tell me what you think. And then if he does respond like, sure, or happy to help, I want you to send him a Dane Cook clip or something and see how he responds.
What if I send him the Michael Richards going off at the crowd?
That's pretty good. You could send him that. Or you send him one of himself. That's even better. You send him one of himself and just go, what do you think of this? I'm not really that into it.
Oh, this is horrible. I don't want to...
This is great that you've met him a few times, so now it looks like you think you guys are friends.
Yeah, and he'll actually give you some advice. All right.
While I'm doing that, look, let's see if Dory Duggan wants to do one of our things.
All right, do you have anything planned for? I have something for Duggan that's alongside the kind of workshop lines we were discussing earlier. So Duggan. It's just I found this picture of you. You put it up on Insta. It's you doing, I don't know if you could see it there. It's you doing a gig in a church.
Yeah.
I'd want you to post that on Facebook, and then you say, hey, dummies, I'm stranded in Brisbane, but when I get back to Sydney, I'll be running some comedy workshops all about crowd work. People ask me about how I do it all the time. As Australia's premier crowdwork comic, in brackets, eat shit, Kyle Legacy, I am more than happy to lend a hand to those who can't ride the riff like me. This is for real, so DM me if interested. Only $25 per session. Fingers crossed, I'll be back in February.
I don't know if it's believable enough.
Okay.
What do you reckon,
Duggan?
I'm happy to do it. It sucks and I hate it, but I'm happy to do it.
I think, I try to keep it not too crazy and it might be legit. And like, this is for real DMing.
I think they'll be...
What?
I think enough people will believe that I'm confident enough in myself to charge people money to... teach them how to riff.
Yeah.
What if you write it more in your words, man? Like you go, hey, pricks, I've missed out on a lot of work being stuck up here in Queensland. When I get back, I'm doing some workshops. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, this kind of sounds like sarcastic enough that it could be real.
That's what I thought. I think I did a good job of capturing the Duggan voice on that.
Okay, hey, dummies. Great. All right.
I really don't. Yeah, I'm not happy about this at all. But.
I don't, unless you had all anything else for Duggan.
It's all part of your silly little podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, mate.
Well, Les Capper, if you had something else for Duggan, feel free to float it.
I kind of had this for you, but I think yours is probably better, Mike. But I had... where basically I've written it out. Duggan does a movie review of Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Just talking about how good the characters are and stuff. And just like, I give it 3 out of 5 Duggans. Keep an eye out for more movie reviews.
I think that would probably more obviously be a phone hack, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think there'll be enough people that believe this and think like, this kind of lost his mind if he thinks if he thinks he's at any sort of level to be charging people for crowd work.
Yeah. And the thing is, because of all the shitstorm of obviously COVID and people just scrambling and pivoting to make money, it like seems like a desperate ploy. Like I could teach people how to riff. And it's like,
and writing
to me,
eat shit Kyle Legacy in there.
Yeah. That's it. That's why I thought it like Red is legit, because you know Legacy will comment no matter what if you say you're gonna crowd
work. Do you want
work.
Me to tag him in it?
Yeah, well, if you can with that eat shit, like he'll see it no matter what. But also just the fact that if people DM you, like that's the real bait, you know? That's what I want.
Oh, it's so brutal, man. Fuck. I'm sweating. I'm so distracted now by fucking this Tom Gleason thing. I'm like, please don't look at it.
All right, well, I'll post it.
It's up with the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fuck. Good shit. Just leave it up for an hour and then just pull it, see what kind of response you get. Screenshot any DMs and then, yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to
hopefully,
see the response.
Because this isn't, it's during the week and it's like kind of the middle of the day. Hopefully people aren't allowed on their phones at work at this time and can
everyone's
maybe
working
take this
from
down.
Home, bro. Everyone's at home. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And so you plugged it before the Mug Off podcast with you. And
oh yeah, listen to the Mug Off. The Mug Off fucking rules.
It's a great podcast. I love it. I listen to it every week. It's really funny because you guys, you're stuck. You've been stuck up here, Doug and Ray.
Yeah.
So you guys have had to release some Patreon episodes.
Yeah.
And like Mike and I, we really tee off in the Patreon episodes.
Yeah.
And you guys have, that you can tell it's been, like there's a lot of fucking cool shit you've left in that I thought you would have cut out. but also there's a lot of stuff you can tell got cut out.
Yeah, we so on the Patreon there's no editing. But to release it just we had to do some editing.
Oh fucking hell, man. Yes. There are some major jumps there where you can tell there's been some
like, get on the Patreon though and it's
you go you on the Patreon, you can hear it all. You can hear it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, great work, mate. And yeah, make sure you tune in. And you know, any gigs coming up soon besides workshops, do you?
Yeah, just the workshop stuff. DM me if you'd like. If you'd like to learn how to take down some people, take down some hecklers, or what does it say here? Ride the riff.
Ride the riff. The riff.
Ride the riff like me.
Ride the riff.
thank you so much.
It doesn't even make sense. Ride the riff.
No, it fucking sucks. And then, yeah, just people who love to say riff. Yeah, but all the best for that. And obviously get onto our Patreon. We plugged it so many times. If we had live shows coming up, we would let you know about it, but nothing now, but hopefully something in the near future. Capper, anything else?
No, thank you guys so much for tuning in. See you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Doug. Bye.
Bye. Phone Hacks.